Henry Netzer from New Jersey asks, I recently decided to try a therapy session for a phobia with a practitioner that utilizes oriental chakra energy healing and also utilizes meditation. When I arrived at the office, I noticed there were two statues of Buddhas. I voiced my discomfort about this and was assured there was no religious orientation to this approach, and I was told that the Buddhas were gifts from students. All that I have read about this approach has led me to agree that there is no religious orientation. After the session, I confirmed this to be true and that the approach had no reference to this. Is there any problem for a Jew to be in a room where there are statues of Buddhas? If these statues are idolatrous and they're served and worshipped, then definitely one should not be in the same area nor look at them. If they're not served, they're just decorations, then there's no issue of looking at them. Additional question. The session utilized a meditation tape that includes repeating a mantra. Is this problematic? If the mantra is part of a religious rite, it's for sure prohibited. Even if not, it seems to be chukos hagoyim, something that is not logical and done by non-Jews, just as a ceremony, would be prohibited. So one should not use this mantra, and you should make sure that this therapy is not really involved with any kind of foreign religion. When I conveyed that I was not entirely comfortable with this approach, I was told that the next therapy session could be done without it, do it without it, as long again as this therapy is not related at all to any kind of religious practice.